So what kind of training do you need to do? Is it physical? Is it mental? Is it both?
It's a little bit, it's a little bit of everything. It's probably making a lot of mistakes, I would say. There's quite a lot of logistics and various factors of kit and how you manage your time, and it is quite a nuanced sort of activity if you want to optimize it. There's many things like not standing still and making decisions well but not taking too long to make them, risk mitigation and that sort of thing. So we thought it'd be good, not just to test a rider's ability to go round a set course and challenge themselves in that way, but also to challenge some of those more extraneous attributes.
So what is it about you and the way you approach these long distance events that you do that makes you really good at them?
I think it's an idea of completeness, that you aren't necessarily trying to do one job and do it like a robot, that you have to be aware, that you have to be thinking and monitoring things. I believe you make your own luck in a lot of these situations, and I often hear of people who, and it's the same people, that a lot of things happen to them, and then you get people who are the guys at the front who are winning, and for some reason things don't happen to them.
And what kind of things?
Mechanicals, things that might on the surface appear to be beyond their control, but maybe they're not beyond their control, they're just beyond their observation or beyond their monitoring, and they surprise them, and it feels like they are the subject of bad luck, rather than that they've not noticed a situation developing. So if you were to build your own bike and you know it very well and it suddenly starts making a ticking noise, or you drop it on the ground and it rattles, to a person who's built their bike, they know something needs attention there. And I think that idea of completeness of a rider, and I think that was quite important back in the day, with rider trials, there'd be a lot more pacing and a lot more different attributes that were tested of a rider. And I think that whole mindset, I think, of not just treating it like what can my body do, and offloading, again, in the ultra cycling world, offloading a lot of those responsibilities onto others, and you just being the guy who's pushing the pedals.
Because you do seem to have this bifurcation of the long distance cycling racing scene between the supported races, where you've got quite a big operation often behind certainly the top riders, but probably all of the riders have got quite a few people that helping them out, looking after them on their little van or minibus or whatever is going on behind them. And then you've got the self-supported races like the Transcontinental, like the Trans Am, like the Tour Divide, which, it's a much bigger test because it's just you.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it appeals to the kind of autodidact of cyclists, the people who never had a coach, who went out exploring and went out looking to learn and sort of being and going with that with their eyes open to learn as well. Again, a lot of the people we see that do well at things like Transcontinental are people who have more or less taught themselves what they know. Not necessarily everything, but absorbed knowledge from things, experimented, tested things, gone out and done things for the sake of doing them without wanting to achieve necessarily. And I think a lot of the commercial activity goes into sportives, which are a rather formulaic approach to cycling, and they rather follow a kind of faux pro model of being, catered for in a more a fashion more like the pro cyclists. So it appeals to people's sense of worth in some ways. It is very easy for people to just have things done for them, and that's almost a sense of status in our society. Is the more things you have other people do for you, the more worth you are. So when it comes down to a lot of the cycling with the backup team and the team car and getting handed bottles miles and having your own personal sort of set of servants almost following you around. Some people maybe just find a lot more satisfaction in knowing that they can do everything, or not that they can do everything, but they can do an awful lot themselves, and they'll always be all right in any given situation.